Hello, audio boo. Almost 5:30 on Monday, the 10th of November, 2014. And I am standing in our bomb shelter. Man, we've got crap everywhere, seriously. Looking at, see, in a lot of houses, homes over here, the bomb shelter is one of the bedrooms in the house, in the newer flats. And if it's not used as a bedroom, it's just used as a spare room, which is, it is here. It's used as a guest room / spare room. It also, inevitably, gets all the junk. You know how when you put all, I'll just put this in the spare room. I'll just put this in the spare room. I'll just put this in the spare room. And very soon, very soon, it accumulates an astonishing amount of junk, as all good spare rooms in the world do. Our bomb shelter is no different. It's accumulated a shitload of junk, and especially lately, because we had our bathroom redone, and you know, we weren't here when this was happening, so the fate of the house was left in the hands of my mother. And while she did a very good job, she doesn't know where everything goes, so she put a lot of things in the spare room. And now, the thing is that today we have seen some escalation in the situation here in Israel. We started the day with the stabbing of a soldier in one of the Tel Aviv train stations. And we proceeded to another stabbing at a West Bank settlement. And I think it was three people that were stabbed there, and a 14-year-old girl was killed. Now, I don't know where this is going to go. There have been lots of things like this before, although today is quite severe. Oh, I have an exercise ball. Well, if we need to sit in the bomb shelter, we'll be very fit. So, while these things have happened before, we have seen, unfortunately, how these situations can and do get out of hand. As we saw in July, started with the killing of three teens, which was horrible, and it escalated to a full-fledged war with thousands of people dead. And once things have a way of escalating, find a way to escalate, I wouldn't be overly surprised if this one escalates too. I'm not saying it will, because a lot of things haven't done. But it would be prudent to make sure that we can at least sit in the bomb shelter if need be, because I'm not leaving anything to chance. So I'm looking at things here and I'm appalled by the amount of crap that's here. Holy shit, what is this? So I am now sorting out the bomb shelter. Isn't it fun? Well, it's not fun. But it's one of the things that we need to do. I'm finding lots of shirts that I've been looking for. Thanks, Mom. Okay. Interesting. Good. So, just wanted to say that that's where we are. Hopefully, we won't need to worry about it. Hopefully, things won't get bad. And hopefully, things will stabilize and not get any worse than they are now. But I'll tell you, I'm feeling this weariness. I mean, I'm still not well, so of course I'm feeling weariness, but I'm feeling weariness because I don't know.
0557009 00 Subject ML. Will you publish? Close button. Close button.
I don't know.
Publish button. Close button. Publish. Which channel? My account. Time remaining. 22 minutes and 49 seconds. Time remaining. 22 minutes and 47 seconds.
You know how this is gonna go, and I don't really have a lot of strength to deal with it. Sorry if I'm sounding a bit distracted. I am a bit distracted because I feel like I really don't want this to start again. This is the strongest. Strongest feeling I have right now is that I really don't want this to start again because we've all had enough, you know? So that's where we are. Sorry if I'm sounding a bit weird. It's not a normal situation, I suppose. And I have a Gaelic class today and I have to be in full form for that, and I'm all over the place. So I just found some shirts and stuff that I've been looking for. So I'm sticking them in the cupboard. Some tea towels. So I guess sorting things out is not a bad thing. You always find something, right? Yay. Noisy. Also been pondering the iPhone 6 Plus question, because I have been disappointed with the lack of with the iPhone 6's battery life. I seem to remember that the iPhone 6 was supposed to have longer battery life than like the 5 and stuff. And then I, people were telling me that it was the iPhone 6 Plus that promised that, so I looked on advertisements, and at least on some advertisements that I saw here, the wording seems to suggest that both the 6 and the 6 Plus promise longer battery life. and I can definitely say categorically that the 6 is probably no worse, but certainly not better than the iPhone 5 as far as battery. Now, the Movi cases are not out yet, so I bought another battery case, a different one. Not really all that happy with it, even though it's supposed to be 3,500 milliamps. It's still, I don't know, not finding it that it really makes a difference, so I will wait for the Movi. But I was thinking, oh, should I have gotten a Plus, even though I think the Plus is big. But the battery is just disappointing, and I do think the Plus is too big. From having seen it in the shop in Sheffield, I thought, you know, it is a big phone, but I don't know. I checked the price, and it's unbelievable. The price is of the iPhones here in this country. It is literally, basically, double of the U.S. prices. Now, we know the U.S. prices are the cheapest, but still, it shouldn't be double. It's unbelievable. It's like, you know, the 6 Plus is like, I think it's like $1,300. Or, about, you know, a lot more than it is here, than it is in the States. Gosh, there's so much dust. Anyways. So, that's what's been happening in that regard. Anyways, sorry if it's a bit rambly. I have put some things away. Because I'm still weak from this stupid pneumonia or whatever I have, I'm already getting tired. But I put away quite a few things. So I made a dent in it. Just hold off on the rockets for a bit till I'm ready. You're gonna send them, you guys in Gaza. Try and coordinate it with me first, because the room is not ready. It'll be most inconvenient. All right, I'm gonna take a break, and I'll speak to y'all soon. Have a beautiful day.
16 minutes and 54 seconds. Pause recording. Button.